Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Every year, the month of June is designated as Shokuiku Month, or Food Education Month, and June 19th is Shokuiku Day. A healthy body is built through a balanced diet. So let's take this opportunity to review our daily eating habits and aim for better nutrition. This season also marks the rainy season, or tsuyu, when the risk of natural disasters caused by heavy rain increases. During disasters, it may become difficult to obtain food from supermarkets or convenience stores, and water or gas supplies may be cut off. To prepare for such emergencies, it's important to stockpile food. In case transportation and lifeline services are disrupted, it may take more than 3 days for recovery. Therefore, it's recommended to store at least 3 days' worth of food per family member. A good strategy is to buy slightly more of your usual food. Use items close to their expiration dates first and replace them as you go. This method is easy to manage and helps keep your stock fresh. During emergencies, meals often consist mostly of carbohydrates, like rice and bread, which can lead to a shortage of proteins, vitamins, and dietary fiber. We recommend keeping canned fish, meat or beans, and long-lasting vegetables like carrots and onions in your stockpile. When choosing emergency food supplies, opt for items that are nutritionally balanced, shelf-stable, and suitable for long-term storage at room temperature. Let's all stay prepared with a mindful approach to disaster readiness and take simple steps we can manage in our daily lives.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. Looking for a fun place to spend time with your child? The Naraya Community Center in Hakata Ward holds a monthly parent-child interaction class called Yarana Hiroba, where parents and children can enjoy time together. For June, the session will be held on Tuesday, June 24th, and goes from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This month's theme is Parent-Child Play. You'll sing songs while holding your baby, read picture books, and enjoy playful interaction with your child. It's a chance to experience fun and engaging activities in a spacious environment that's different from home. For registration details and more information, please check the Fukuoka City International Foundation's Facebook page. The Fukuoka City International Foundation, in cooperation with NPO Tomoni Ikiru Machi Fukuoka Association, Fukuoka YWCA, and the Fukuoka International Citizens Association, will host the Education and Career Consultation Fair 2025 for children with foreign roots. This session is for families with children from preschool age to high school students who have foreign backgrounds. You can receive advice about education and career options. There will also be a booth for resident status consultations with immigration officers and administrative scriveners. Participation is free, but advance reservation is required. Consultation is available in Japanese, English, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Nepali. This event will be held on Saturday, July 12th from 1 p.m. at the Fukuoka City International Center in Tenyamachi, Hakata Ward. For reservations and inquiries, please visit the website of NPO Tomoni Ikiru Machi Fukuoka no Kai in Japanese. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.